Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Harry Styles, adore you. On 102.7 Kiss FM. Do you guys see this app? There's a text app that will tell you things to do in LA. It's called Nudge Text, and it texts you things to do in whatever city you're in and even plans like the day for you. So if you are struggling for something fun to do with somebody or with yourself, it's a good thought starter. Sometimes I need inspiration.
Frame
thought starter, right?
Yeah.
NudgeText.com, and you put in your phone number and you're off and running. Like, if you have somebody visiting, sometimes I struggle, you get caught up in, you live here, so you don't think about some of the things that you could do if you're visiting.
I know.
That might be fun.
That is cool.
Just some, you know, just some cool one to throw your way.
Just a tidbit.
All right. We need a family meeting. Who's available?
Me.
Please.
Okay. Everybody else. Available? Tubbs? Michaela?
I'm available.
All right. Great. How's it going on Hinge, Michaela?
Not good, Ryan.
Okay.
No. It's okay. It just takes one.
How's it going on Tinder?
I don't use Tinder.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Bumble?
Yeah, I actually really like Bumble.
There we go.
Oh.
All right. I got to it.
Yes.
Positivity there. Yeah.
I like
But now for the family meeting. What's the problem, Sissany?
Here's the deal. Every now and then, my parking space gets taken. In the mornings. And I know we don't have assigned parking spots, but we all get here so dang early that we kind of do. Okay?
First of all, I have my spot.
We do have assigned parking spots. I have an assigned parking spot.
You do.
We don't.
You also have a gold mic.
I gave away my spot.
To whom?
You did. I know
Belinda.
Someone does park in your spot. So I guess that's Belinda that parks down there.
Well, if Belinda's not here, it should be you.
I don't want your spot, actually.
I do. I like that section.
Well, that's tiny. You take it.
Yeah, I'm happy to. What number is it again?
Nah, it's too tight. Those spaces are too tight over there.
Perfect for my Ford Escape.
Anyways, so I park in the same spot. I would never park where Tanya parks because I know that's her spot. I wouldn't park where Mark parks because that's his spot.
So it's like not verified official.
Right. But I know
people know your rhythm and they
exactly.
Yeah, there's a little bit of
like that'd
code
be so
here.
Messed up if I parked where Tanya parks and she comes in and my car's there.
Right.
Yeah.
That's rude.
And same with other morning shows. Like we all kind of get here at the same time. Like I know where other morning shows kind of park too.
Who do you see most often in the parking deck?
I don't really see any. I see actually like our staff the most.
Say me.
Yeah, probably
What's
Tanya.
Big boy? What's big boy rolling in?
I don't know. I think he parks on the other side. There's different wings. And so we're kind of all in the same section, like our section of here.
Who's taking your spot?
I don't know. Because the car, I don't recognize the car or the person. But today, I'm coming up, and sure enough, that car was in my spot. And the person was getting out. So I made it a point to drive very slow past the spot and make eye contact with her.
Oh my God, how awkward is that?
Yeah,
this is the Aries in
rolling.
Me.
I'm a 5.0 slow.
I just rolled slow and I made eye contact with her.
Did you give like an eat, you know what look?
She knew because she sees my car parked there all the time.
Did you squint your eyes?
A little bit.
Do you know who she was?
I didn't, but I know she, I think she works on this floor, probably one of the other morning shows. Who knows where? But then, we both park. So I parked in a different spot. That's my backup spot. And then
I hate my backup spot.
I know. And I don't get in it right. And sometimes, you know, I've hit the pole before. And
when the pole's on the other side, it's
not a pole. It's a cement pylon.
Right. And so whatever. And so we both get out kind of at the same time. And I'm behind her going up to the elevator. And she doesn't wait. She She gets in the elevator and doesn't wait for me.
She's actually your nemesis.
She literally was like, she knew that like she did not want to share an elevator with me to go.
Oh, she really? So she now knows she takes your spot, doesn't care, not even going to wait in the elevator.
No.
Doesn't care.
It doesn't care.
What did you do to this woman?
I came up here fuming and I missed her. She disappeared. I don't know where she is.
To you, individual, that's taking Sissany's spot and not holding the elevator door, we are not going to, you know, turn you in.
No, it's fine.
We're not going to pursue damages. But what did Sissany do? What did she do to you?
Yeah.
Well, I get the reason why she probably didn't hold the elevator, because it was probably awkward when you gave her that stare.
No, but I think I would have said, hey, I'm so sorry. I was running late one day and I just needed to bite your spot, you know?
There's so many empty spots. that spot?
I would be upset.
Oh,
and it's just the dumb little things that start your day off wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But really, it's just like if I would get here 5 minutes earlier, then I would get my spot. So now I know the time.
When I have to park my backup spot, I'm totally thrown off.
It throws off your whole day.
Related but not related story, I forgot to put the tray under the coffee grinder machine and the coffee grounds spit everywhere, all over the kitchen floor. I mean, everywhere, all over, like a huge explosion. Set me off for the day.
Yeah,
I couldn't have a normal day after that.
No way.
Like one little thing in your routine throws you off, and for some reason, I can't get back on track.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Matt. Again, to you, listening. Mm-hmm. Probably, by the way, probably listening to us, because you really would say, no, who are you, Sissany? and are you dangerous? your morning hack is next here. How often should you change your underwear out? Like, get rid of it. Next kiss.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.